service engineer is supposed to note down that code in the service completion report, and only if that code is there on the service completion report, it will be considered as a customer satisfaction guaranteed kind of thing. If that code is not there, I am sure they would have a system in the back end which will take over. That is, some particular customer, you know, complaints that completion report doesn't have a KKG code, that means the customer is not happy about it. So there will be a back end who will take over, who will probably talk to customer or depute another engineer to know as to what went wrong, etc., etc. So when Lloyd decided to kind of recoin their entire brand strategy, one important element they thought is to enter or differentiate themselves on the service commitment, to prove that this is an advertisement which is in sync, but this is not a mere advertisement. I am sure Lloyd has put in the back end lot of system checks, which is either appraisal or preventive cost or, you know, failure, this thing to go down kind of a thing. And that the cost that they have invested, now they will monitor this against the performance. Performance in terms of the number of volume being incrementally sold, performance in terms of how much, you know, KKG numbers get exchanged per 100 complaints that they receive, etc. So that kind of a performance monitoring will start. That will help them to know whether they are on track, whether they are below expectation, whether they are above expectation, and this and similar such successes will help them to develop their future design service strategy. So that's the criticality of measuring the quality and the cost of quality measurement. It is very important. Otherwise, these crores of rupees that they have blown up in terms of TV commercials and what are the back end that they have done to really ensure that this KKG number makes a difference in terms of perception about Lloyd's service, you know, guarantee kind of a thing, all will go waste if it is not, you know, well managed or well measured kind of a thing, and if there is no improvement that comes out of it. So that's what I think. We will see this film for some time, and after this film I will continue to understand cost of quality measurement. There are ways that you can work this out. The first and simple approach is cost of quality as percentage of sales revenue. So what should be this percentage to your total sales revenue can be one way of measuring your cost of quality. You would fix up a criteria, then you measure whether this is below that, at that or above that, etc. That will give you an idea as to where you stand, whether you are overspending or whether you are optimally utilizing or whether you are gaining. And if you spend less, you are gaining and still you are achieving your revenue, etc. Means you are gaining better than what you expected. Lower COQ means better profitability, cost of quality. That is, COQ stands for cost of quality, means better profitability. So as naturally as it is said, if you spend less than what you have planned for your cost of quality, this thing, then it gives you a measure profitability more. That expense saved is earning achieved or profit achieved kind of thing. So continue to understand cost of quality measurement, how you go about it. Now that's where we come from. Probably as they say, you set that as a percentage of your sales revenue. You can determine what percentage of the cost of the sales revenue can be spent on cost of quality measurement. Once you set that, you are able to monitor whether you are at that, lower than that or above that. Above that means you are overspending, less than that means you are doing better. At that means you are on par as you have planned for. So as it next says, lower COQ, that is cost of quality, means better profitability, because your spend on that is less, it still gives you the required quality output and therefore your revenues are higher. So overall you are becoming more profitable. So overall cost of quality is equal to cost of conformance plus cost of non-conformances. So cost of conformances are all those where you have set the process, where you have set the target, you have achieved it, etc. The cost of non-conformances are that you have a target but you have not achieved. As a result, there are fallouts which is compelling you to incur a cost, which is a non-conformance led cost, and that cost plus cost of conformance put together makes your cost of quality, total cost of quality. So this is what you need to measure, like your warranty. You have developed a warranty policy. You have, you know, many companies declare due to a fierce competition, instead of 1 year, they declare 3 year free warranty. Now, when you do that, there is still an eye on what could be your warranty level. Once you move from 1 to 3 years, you will declare it in terms of parts per million or parts per 100, etc. Once that doesn't happen and it exceeds more than what you plan for, so whatever that cost, which is a cost of non-conformance, also get into your cost of quality, because you will have to supply those parts to your customer, because you have announced that, you know, instead of 1 year, our warranty will be for 3 years. So whatever that happens during 3 years, you will have to replace those parts. So that's the cost of non-conformance. Quality is not produced the way products with homogeneous processes are produced. What is important to know is, in a machining era, products are produced very mechanically. खट 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 केचप भरा, केचप के बाद उसका बॉटलिंग कैप लगा, बॉटलिंग कैप के बाद उसके ऊपर लेबल लगा, लेबल के बाद इट गेट्स इन टू द कार्टन्स एंड ऑल दिस इज फाइन. दैट इज नॉट द केस व्हेन इट कम्स टू प्रोड्यूसिंग अ क्वालिटी. दैट क्वालिटी एट द लास्ट एंड, विच इज अ सर्विस डिलीवरी एंड, डिपेंड्स ऑन मेनी फैक्टर्स. इट स्टार्ट्स विद नॉट ओनली द पर्सन हु इज इन्वॉल्व, इट स्टार्ट्स विद हाउ इट हैज टू हैपन, हाउ इट हैपेंड टू एक्सपेक्टेशन ऑफ कंज्यूमर वर्सेज how it happened, etc. So there are many things which matters in your delivering the quality as per the perception of the customers. Therefore, the quality is a matter of perception. Somebody receiving a bouquet in a particular manner might be very good, but somebody who receives the same bouquet may feel that this is such a bad way of delivery. Now, it depends that he or she is receiving bouquet so regularly that her standard of expectation has gone up. Now, if this bouquet gets delivered which is less than that standard, he or she will not like it. So, it's a matter of perception. But person like me who receives rarely a bouquet, if I receive a bouquet which is even simple, I will feel, oh, elated. It is so well delivered. So, my level of perception is based on my exposure. Her level of perception was based on her exposure, because she is the one probably receives bouquet every alternate day. And so therefore, the next bouquet which got delivered, if it is not of the standard, or it is from the same organization who sent a bouquet to Ashish Hathi, and the same organization sent a bouquet to her, she might say that this quality is not good. Ashish Hathi will say that the quality is very good. Therefore, what it says is the quality is produced at the point of consumption, and it is a subject matter of perception. So perception of each individuals are different. Therefore, quality needs to be managed well. People play a vital role in the service delivery. As I said, a person who is at the final delivery point plays a very crucial role. Therefore, people is a very critical factor. Difference in size and type of customers may also be evaluated. That also may affect, as I said. So, again, as I will come back to the same program example, I might get bouquet once in year, while she is getting bouquet almost every day. So, there is a difference. The size of me as a customer, size of her as a customer, there's a difference. So, like, whose rating matters, that also you need to really understand. Rating of her definitely should matter to you most, then rating of me, who's occasionally a receiver of recipient of bouquet from you, while she is your major customers getting bouquet almost every alternate day or every day. Therefore, her opinion should matter most to you. So, difference in perception in the size and the type of customers definitely matter in your quality cost measurement, quality assessment, so to say. Now, we come to understanding of principles of service management. This is nothing but it primarily dwells upon what needs to be looked at while you manage a service. Service companies needs to compare themselves against their own performance rather than against poorly defined external measures. First important this thing is, define your criteria which are not against a poor external performer. So you, when you set your benchmark, a company might have a tendency ke bhai, you take a not so good performer, study those criteria, then you put your criteria which are slightly better, and then you show that you have achieved. No, you must put your standard against the best and then put your criteria. So avoid comparing yourself with non-matured or poor performer, compare yourself with the best. Service companies must look deeper than their financial costs in order to discover and monitor the root cause of those expenses. cost of quality measurement is beyond financials. So apart from financial aspect of it, one need to get deeper to understand the root cause. What is it that is leading to higher warranty? What is it that is leading to higher cost of appraisal? What is it that is leading to higher prevention cost, etc.? So what is that root cause that is leading you to or compelling you to incur costs should be looked upon. That once identified and removed, you will substantially achieve a better result. Service companies must set up broad cost measurement system to report and compare all expenses across the functional silos common to service delivery organizations. What it states that you need to evolve, one is a measurement system. After that, it talks about how to put an expense, you know, in perspective. So put an expense in perspective in terms of service delivery commitment that has been given irrespective of the silos. You have given service commitments. The service commitments are again broadly classified into collective targets. That collective targets, whether that is achieved or not, needs to be studied rather than putting a very functional target, because each function will try to do and try to protect themselves while they set the target or the objective or the measurement criteria. So what is essential is a collective target should come in. That collectiveness will bring them look things you know, together, and that's where they will be able to pull out the wastages and redundant processes out and become more productive and efficient. So always have even set criteria which are measurement criteria which are beyond financial and beyond individual functional or a team aspect. It should be on a collective parameters. That is very critical. So now we come to a very important subject matter of this chapter, that is performance measurement in services, that is KPI, that is definition of key performance indicators. So substantial part of our discussion will be on this especially. So let's understand this slowly and steadily. What is KPI? There are numerous definitions of KPI available in business textbooks through Service Trade Association, web or keyword, buzzwords, and often various other branding and aspects will bring it out. Freedictionary.com definition, which has been put up out here, covers a good amount or good aspect of it. A set of quantifiable measures that a company or an industry uses to gauge or compare performance in terms of meeting their strategic and operational goals. So it covers, there is to be a quantifiable measure. So it very clearly says that objective and subjective measure will not done. It has to be an quantifiable measure. Company or industry, company can put for itself, or automobile industry can decide for itself, etc. Or a pharmaceutical industry as a standard for itself or whatever. To gauge or compare, to gauge that is to measure or monitor, and compare is to see the performance relatively, compare with the others, so with the others in the industry, with the others best in the class, etc. So that is what is the compare in terms of meeting strategic and operational goals. Here it definitely takes into strategic this thing into account, and strategic aspects depending more on operational strategy or an operational part of it. Therefore, it also takes into account the operational goals. So not only the strategic goals, but it also tries to consider and envelops the operational goals. So any set of quantifiable measure, so that is KPI, key performance indicator, quantifiable measure that helps you to manage and compare your performance, either your performance internally to your set standards or compare it with the industry best, is the KPI. So that is what we were trying to understand, what is KPI. Definition of KPI covers, regardless of definition the organization adopts, the following factors should always be taken into account while you work out your KPI. Reflect and relate directly to the organization's goals. Your that KPI that has been formed should reflect and relate directly to the organization's goal. If your organization has set a benchmark, so organization is overall, Lloyd has overall put up a benchmark or this thing on service delivery, or the quality of service delivery. That's where the Khushiyo Ki Guarantee, this thing that they've got in. So everybody within that organization now working to ensure that should have their KPI set in such a way that it contributes to the overall organization KPI that has been fixed. Be quantitative and quantifiable. Be quantitative means you will have to say that so much will be achieved in a quantification term. It should be quantifiable. The target that you also take, the attribute that you take should be quantifiable. It cannot be a non-quantifiable attribute. Be linked directly to the measurement of the organization's success. Relate yourself with the success of the organization, which can be either in a financial terms or a market share terms, etc. So that choice you have, you can relate your this KPI with certain success criteria of the organization that you decide is best representing your current strategic and organizational focus. So that's how the KPI, this thing has to get evolved within your organization. KPI must be related to organization's stated objective. It cannot be out of organization's stated objective. Ultimately, KPI is evolved to ensure that they are monitored regularly in time so that you remain on course. You remain on course to what? Course of towards your organization goal. So that's where the KPI comes into picture. So it has to be in sync with your organization objectives. KPI can be linked directly to organization's success vis-a-vis the routine and operational aspects. So KPI can relate, ideally it should relate with the organization's success. It can be related to the routines also. You can't expect the field service engineers KPI to be with the market share or, you know, with the volume organization target, etc. His KPI can be the number of field visits he did or number of rectification he does in a day, etc. Overall, yes, your focus is the Khushiyo Ki Guarantee. His criteria cannot be that, you know, you can say that we have to achieve 80% KKG target wagera. This guy who is just responsible to go and either install an AC or repair an AC, and he has been given an area, the South Mumbai wagera, your getting a higher KKG score will only come out if he achieves a higher repair rate. So the organization can decide whether repair per day is criteria or repair per service complaint registered is a criteria. What is it? So that is how you will have to evolve. It can vary for the same organization for different period depending on what would they like to measure. Today for Lloyd it may be KKG, Khushiyo Ki Guarantee. As you move forward 6 months down the line, it may change. So at that time the KPI, this thing, might also have to change. So KPI, this thing, can vary for the organization for different period. This depends on the core objective of the organization that organization is pursuing at that particular point of time. KPI is therefore, in short, nothing but a matrix which the organization will be driven to perform in order to measure its success over time. It's a matrix which organization pursues over a period of time. In short, KPI must be quantitative and quantifiable. KPI for service engineer, so we will just try and see this particular part. As I was telling you, KPI for service engineers. Now, for say Khushiyo Ki Guarantee, though this example is not straight away linked to it, I'll try and give you an idea. So their overall utilization, paid customer service and company paid and satisfaction, these four attributes have been taken against which his measurement is done. So breakdown between company paid and customer paid. So you manage company paid. There is something which is when you go there, customer or the mechanic identifies that this is the fault of this part or this is due to mechanical problem or a manufacturing defect, needs to be repaired free to the customer. So that's a company paid. Customer goes there, customer determines that the product is out of warranty, then he says that bhai coil jal gaya hai. So coil jal gaya hai to uska 500 rupiya lagega. Customer agrees to it, he replaces it. So that cost is due to company, this thing, it will be on to customer account. So it's a customer paid service. So you divide between company paid, customer paid, either revenue or profitability can also be considered into that. And overall satisfaction. What is the satisfaction rating that a customer gives it to you? So you determine that on a 5-point scale, 1 being poor and 5 being very satisfied, a customer might give you 4, that is satisfied. And similarly, such customer rating that you collect, you may either eventually end up at 3.5 or 4. If organization decided a criteria that our target is 4, if you achieve 3.5, that means you have fallen below the average. That means your field KPI is below the organizational set standard. And if it continues to be like that, your probability of achieving a 80% KKG score may not be possible. So now you need to work out how this satisfaction score, which is 3.5, can be increased to 4. So you will go and talk to the field people. Kya ho raha hai? They will say ke bhai humko bhejte jo rectification ke liye wo part nahi milta hai. So my time goes waste. You know, so ya to humko bhejo to saath saath mein part leke bhejo, ya to din mein hum jab ja rahe hai, humko pata hai ke bhai ye 5 customer cover karne hai, humko kuch is tarah se help karo. Ye 5 customer ke liye aapko shayad ye cheez lagegi, to uska humko wo inventory de do. Hum udhar gaye to humko wapis na aana pade. हम गए तो उधर मुझे कॉइल भी मिल गया, मेरे को कुछ कास्केट भी मिल गया, तो मैंने कास्केट भी रिप्लेस कर दिया, मुझे कुछ वायर्स भी मिल गए जो चाहिए थे, तो वायर भी मैंने पूरा रिप्लेस कर दिया, तो मैंने पूरा एकदम अच्छा रिपेयर कर दिया, तो आई गॉट अ वेरी गुड सेटिस्फेक्शन, यू नो. बट इफ आई डोंट हैव ऑल दिस, आई विल जस्ट रिपेयर द कॉइल एंड गो, आई नो दैट 15 दिन के बाद ये वापस कास्केट जलने वाला है या तो प्रॉब्लम करने वाला है, आऊंगा वापस, तभी क्या करूं मैं. So it's like that. So if such thing, average this thing continues, you continue to get average 3.5, you will never achieve. If the field guy continues to get 3.5, you will never achieve your 80% KKG score. Yana. So that's how field this thing, though has to relate with your overall organizational KPI, it cannot be same as that. Yana. So organization KPI is to achieve KKG khushiyon ki guarantee of 80%. Your field this thing is, you will have to define why he will have to achieve 4. Or say like say 80% or 70% of his this thing should have a 4, you know, rating. Or it could be customer paid, customer company paid, etc. So this is how the overall KPI this thing can emerge for any organization. So this one is only for the executive level. You can have for each higher level, you know, executive, above executive, managerial and senior manager, etc. So that's how the KPI gets developed. This aspect in this may vary for each level, but they will be in sync with your organization's overall criteria. So what is the use of KPI, key performance indicators? KPI can be different depending on the role of any function, team, linked to organization, expected performance. So as we have covered, it can be different, it must be quantifiable and defined, and should be relatively easy to measure. KPI should be linked to the critical factor that drives the performance of the organization. Need to know and nice to know. Yes. While you pursue KPI, very often organizations gets into the trap of including even metrics which are just nice to know. So how many calls made in a day, that may be just nice to know. It really doesn't add to your overall quality this thing. Instead, it is important that how many what is the satisfaction ranking that he has achieved in a day, or how many repair that he achieved over the complaint call registered with him, or how many calls covered to the total calls given. So that is a productive way. It is very easy to add lot of nice to know factors, you know, acha kitna visit mara ya to, you know, how many this thing, you will probably add such many other criteria that will make the KPI measurement and monitoring both difficult. Keep KPI metrics simple and limited to few criteria. So it should be simple as much as possible. All common grassroots people also can understand. It is limited to few attributes, but that attributes are monitored across various managerial levels, culminating into, resulting into the organizational KPI. So manage it in such a way that every level is covered with the singular aspects, and that collectively will bring the what organization has set for itself as a service delivery criteria. KPI used as performance management tool thus needs to be compiled, distributed and discussed. It's a performance management tool, and as we have earlier also understood, therefore it not only needs to be developed, after developed it is introduced, people will put up their KPI criteria. Once you do that, it needs to be compiled. When you compile it, what will happen, you may still get an average, less than average performance that is required. So in this case, you will have to get into a dialogue, the one who was given lower than expected score that he is planning to achieve, then he needs to be brought in sync to see that if he achieves that level, our organization level will not be achieved. So how he has to increase his performance level. So once all those agreements come in, finally agreed KPI should be distributed to everybody so that everyone knows, ke bhai, if my criteria is this, this department is supposed to support me. So unke criteria bhi mere criteria ke sync mein hai kya? If he finds that this criteria is on a lower side than my criteria, then you both cannot achieve the required result. So therefore, very essential that you find out when you distribute KPIs of different related functions are matching or not. And if need be, discuss it out, where there is a modification required, where there is an improvement possible, where there is a correction is needed, etc. Through discussion, finally freeze a common understanding on KPI, which is applicable at all level, and that's how you monitor your performance. So that's where everybody will then know what they are measured on. Once you know that what you are measured on, you will try to see that those standards are always met. KPI being a time-centric, it can be represented in appropriate breakups to be able to monitor at a periodic interval. The beauty of it is that KPI, once frozen, can be either made time-centric. So KPI, when delivered, when you start your journey towards getting a quality-centric, maybe initial 6 months you cannot. So you want to achieve a score of 4 in customer satisfaction. Maybe the first quarter it is a score of 3, next quarter it is a score of 3.5, and after that the third quarter it is 4.5 and fourth quarter it is 4.5, so average you achieve 4. So once overall KPI is decided, it is possible to break this into a timeline. Now timeline can be as small as daily or weekly or a fortnightly to monthly to quarterly. That choice depends on how closely organization wants to monitor and measure them. Some of the examples of KPI. So at executive level, say overall customer paid revenue profitability, we have seen this particular example. Field sales level, it could be mean time to repair, MTTR, or average time to respond. Field service guy who is responsible only for the repair, how do you measure his this thing? So there it is either saying mean time to repair. So what is an average time he takes for each repair? So that's a mean time to repair. So he's report includes what time he reported, what time he left out, etc. So from there the mean time is calculated. Now this mean time is as per the performance criteria or not, below par or above, as per his performance will get measured, or average time to respond. If company is focused in ensuring that the response to customer should be prompt, then they will manage average time to respond. The moment this field service got the indication that Mr. Hathi at Dadar East geyser bigad gaya hai, how soon does he respond to that? So that call is messages reached to him at 10 o'clock. This guy says ke maine 4 baje phone kiya. So average his calls are monitored, and then it may be find out that he takes average 6 hours to get a response, you know, floated on the customer. So can this 6 hours come down to 5 to 4 later, etc. So that's the average time to respond to customer complaint, etc. So that's a field service level KPI. So KPI, as we said, can be different at different level. Of course, overall it will be aligned to the organization, as I said. Setting the stage for using KPI, depending on where you are positioned within your company, your need for KPI may be very different than those of your counterparts in other department on the territory. This is a stage where we are starting to build our KPI related work. Thing that needs to be mentioned and monitored in the mind is depending on a person's role and responsibility in a particular department, two people may be in the same department, however, can have a different KPI because each one's role and responsibility could be different. So if that is the case, their KPI, this thing has to be developed differently and ensure that that is in line with the team KPI, business unit KPI, and finally organizational strategy, etc., as they say. So that's how the work has to go in. For example, both in the logistics, both guys are in the logistics, but somebody who's responsible to arrange the transport, then his mean time of respond is measured, while somebody who's arranged to monitor delivery, then his delivery rate will be monitored. So both KPI, both being in the logistics department, their KPI can be different. Each one is leading to ultimately the team KPI, and team KPI will reflect on the business unit KPI, which ultimately has to meet with the company objective or the company performance criteria that has been decided. In order to make sure that what you are using the most appropriate KPI, we recommend that you begin by focusing on the most basic or the standard KPI. So that is the average time to respond, or mean time to repair, etc. So during your starting phase of quality measurement, may not be feasible to introduce a complex KPI, it will probably discourage people and all. So start with a simple measurement, simple attribute, simple aspects, and as you move forward, as the understanding about TQM and all start sinking within the organization, people start believing that yes, it is helping, then you introduce little complex KPI attributes. You can increase your number of attributes from 2 to 5, or complexity within that can be improved, etc., or increased. But that is once people start sinking into your TQM approach. Without a formal set of objective, realistic, quantifiable, and actionable KPI, organization may never be able to accurately assess its performance over a time. So to be able to develop a good KPI system, you must have to have set objectives for the organization. They are not only a subjective objective, they are transferred into a quantifiable objective. So you have a quantifiable objective to which there is a organization SBU or BU KPIs or team KPIs, etc., been worked out. So, and they are actionable. They are one which, when acted upon, will contribute into the respective collective group. And once that is achieved, organization's KPI is certainly bound to be achieved. But if you do not have that, your capability to measure, monitor, and improve goes down. That's what this. So while you start your journey, always insist on not only quantification, alignment, right from team KPI to organization KPI should come out. By using the proper mix of KPIs, both the organization and each of its key department and division will be able to measure their success. Very beautifully said, like once you set up the entire KPI matrix correctly, what is essential, the stage should set where each one is able to see what when they do, and when measured against a standard, their effort will get recognition in terms of successful, not successful, on par, etc. This aspects will bring the power in this thing. So that is what he's saying, that their success or lack of success on an ongoing basis with the ability to identify the problem. So if they are not succeeding in achieving what that KPI is that they've set for themselves, they can look into it, what is leading to a problem, get an opportunity, create an opportunity to do better than the set standard, so that ahead when they go, if there are certain uncomfortable situation coming, pulling their KPI down, they will still be averaging out better. Continuous improvement, which is the crux of this entire service management, we will study ahead as we go, get into the concept or the shoes of KPI based performance measurement. So that's a beauty of it, that this measurement will also help you to create a continuous improvement opportunity. You will be able to really find out where you are repeatedly getting stuck, and if that is the case, what needs to be done to overcome that bottleneck, hurdle, obstructions. You will look into it, whether your process is right but not been done well, or whether process itself is not right, therefore it is causing a problem, or process is right but infrastructure is not there. So what infrastructure can be created? So various things will come out when you get into measurement.